Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you for the grace to enter into the month of December.
Amen.
Your amen can be louder than that.
Amen.
In this month of December,
Jesus' name,
we shall see no lack.
Amen.
Your amen can be louder than that.
Amen.
I don't understand you. In this month of December,
Jesus,
we are moving forward.
Amen.
In this month of December,
Jesus,
in the first week,
amen,
in the second week,
amen,
in the third week,
amen,
and the fourth week,
amen,
I will see you celebrating the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
no weapon that fashion against your life,
Jesus,
shall stand.
Amen.
Any weapon that rise against you,
Jesus,
in judgment we condemn them.
Amen.
Receive the grace to enjoy totality in the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I say in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see you, you and your family,
Jesus,
celebrating the Lord.
Amen.
Ah, 31st December,
Jesus,
you will be the first person,
amen,
to lift up your holy hands.
Amen.
Can I hear believers? Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord keep you.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord keep you.
Amen.
The enemy that rises against you,
Jesus,
you will stand against them.
Amen.
Your army can be louder than
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Hey, paraba sadadada. Maluke du sadabi baranda. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
The enemy planned evil,
Jesus,
but the Lord has made it good.
Amen.
Hey, parusa dadaga. Now,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus,
it is your month.
Amen.
Oh, I say it is your month.
Amen.
I say it is your month.
Amen.
Hey, you
Jesus name.
You will celebrate in this month.
Amen.
This special Christmas,
Jesus,
you will enjoy more than anybody.
Amen.
Hey, let your army show that you are ready for.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord reward you.
Amen.
Angels will come over your life.
Amen.
You shall not go down.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let the church shout a big amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your seat in the heaven places. The Lord bless you for coming. This month of December is our month of divine favor. I don't know if the church understands favor.
It's
the month of December is our month of divine favor.
I
may have to show that we are talking about favor. And our anchor scripture for this month is Psalm 127. That is our scripture. Last month we were using Psalm 23,
mm-hmm,
verses number 6. And we were saying that,
mm-hmm,
goodness and mercy shall follow us. And truly, truly, goodness and mercy has followed us throughout the month of November. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today I'm preaching about how to attract divine favor, honoring your father. That is the month of December, a month of favor. How to honor. Today, that is the message I'm preaching. Now, so as we said that, without the favor of God, we cannot attract God to build for us. That is, when you lack the favor of God, it will be difficult to attract God to establish things in your life.
Now,
the favor of God that makes us to receive with what we cannot have. What you cannot do, the favor of God is what can bring those things to you. It is the favor that has attracted our life to enjoy a certain benefit. So we said Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build the house. They labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman wicked, but it is in vain. So we are talking about this man. We are saying that except. And we are saying that to attract divine favor.
Now may say we say Eradi ni mpa beba usono.
Except.
I just say.
Where the Lord is not.
Biaye Eradi ni hono.
It is difficult to receive.
Eye din se yensa beka enyama pebi.
But where God is.
Nemo biaye Eradi wono.
It is easy to enjoy His provisions.
Oh, eye mrese Eradi mu ni peni na wensa beka wechefa ewumu.
I don't know if I'm preaching at Glory of Heaven.
Hallelujah.
Except the Lord build the house.
Now,
in our dispensation, this current life. Except. Except. Without the help of God. There are things that we are doing you can't do no more. But when God is in the motion, all afflictions will become over. Can I hear believers say amen?
Amen.
In this month of December, my message is allow God to build everything in your life. Just allow Him. Without allowing God,
say
we will not see His manifestation. In fact, if you have not given Him access, how would God operate in your behalf? Unless we give God chance,
I just say
until He will step in and act for our favor. May the Lord be with you. This December is your month. Receive the good things of the Lord. The Bible says that except the Lord build the house. So you're going and you're coming in. If the Lord is not in the place, it will be difficult to act. It will be difficult to do. Now when we talk about this, there are many people who say that. No, man of God. Based on my intelligence, I am so skillful. I am so hard to wake up in the morning. I have the energy to go and work. He said, except the Lord build the house. The builder build in vain. Except the Lord keep the city. The watchman watch in vain. And he said, it is in vain to rise up early in the morning. And slept out late. And eat the bread of sorrow. Hallelujah. Now, what the Bible is saying that if God is not with you, all those things that you are doing, it is in vain. It is in vain. But that is not your portion. Oh, I said that is not your portion. The Lord will keep you. I said the Lord will keep you. Now, our God lives in heavens. Our God, He lives in heavens. But His favor influences our life here on earth. So that we can live a blessing life. All men are not equal.
Nimpa.
We are not talking about blood. We are not talking about our personality. But I'm talking about divine directions. Divine distinguish. In the spiritual realm, we are not the same. No, we look alike. Physically, we look alike. Maybe we are in the same trap. Or we speak the same language. Or you are my brother and sister, the same
blood.
But in the spiritual realm, we are not the same. There are differences. What you serve is what will serve you.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What you serve will serve you. Now, let me share this brief testimony. Not because I have traveled, I'm coming to use it to preach. No. I'm saying this because what God, if God do something, it is for the honest benefit.
Your
testimonies are proof for living. Now, I suppose to have only one luggage. And I take another extra ones. And I was praying. Like, if care is not taken, they will reject all those things. They will not allow me. And I pray that, Lord, I need angels. Look at the long queue that we have queued. All of us are passengers.
Yes,
and it has about 3 to attend to me. I will go and check. I was there, a young man.
Right?
Say, hey, you.
Or say, whoa.
Come. Follow me. Come and, your luggage is too heavy. It's not, my weight is heavy. Everything is heavy. Everything is heavy. But I was selected out of all the people.
And
my checking was different. He did it and did everything. I thought they are going to charge me. He said, no, go and see, go to this place. And then they take care of it and I left. So in my mind, I said, no, these people will charge me. Oh, these people, they will charge me. I am here without any charge. Except the Lord build the house. There are things when it happens, you not see it is as miracle, but it is a miracle. Why more people old and young, women and those who even are in wheelchair, they didn't call any one of them. I said, you come. I said, physically, we are all human beings, but spiritually, there are separations. We are not the same. I pray for your life that you are taught divinely. Divine attraction will come over your life. Receive this in the name of Jesus. May the Lord separate you from your family, from your peers, and so ever. In the name of Jesus, receive divine blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, to enjoy this favor, you must sacrifice to walk with God. You have to sacrifice to walk with God. People sacrifice to serve other gods. There are people who doesn't visit any shrine. They don't go to any shrine. But they don't serve God. There are people in the church, but they don't serve God. Except you walk with God. Spiritual walk. Live your life with Christ.
When Christ na eti.
And as you do that.
Now yes,
as you do that. The Lord will take care of everything you do. I'm telling you. I wouldn't have stand here. Maybe preaching and wear white. What has happened? You know. What has happened? If God is not in your sight, I will be there. And different news is what I will hear. I said, when my wife is giving birth to the twins, Kwamnata came out with his legs. And he was born. He was born. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But you know this one. If God is not in our side, this wouldn't have been where I'm standing. It is a different case altogether. If the Lord is with you, if God is with you, He take care of everything. I pray prophetically over your life that may divine God assist you at all times. Your army has to show that you are ready for something. If you want to clap, clap for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that if God is before with us?
No
one. No man. No any enemy can stand against us. They will do, but they will fall. Why? The God we serve is the God who take care of us at all time. Now, how can I receive blessing from our fathers? Now, that is the reason why we have set apart all the years, one of the days that we are using it to honor our fathers. There are many messages that you have heard. And we will not stop this until Jesus comes. Whether alive or not alive, we will not stop this. The Lord has made it. So, you need to respect every leader who is taking care of, even 10 members, respect that person. Now, when I travel, I see how the church system is working at the UK. And if somebody is having a church day, appreciate it. Now we are taking spiritual journey so that we can establish things. So one day, one of your children will go and pastor some of the churches. I'm telling you. When there, I went to Pentecost and other churches. I went to them to see things. How they are doing things over there. Now, I said this. If a leader would travel and sacrifice and do all these things, and if you be a member or anyone, and you will not respect such person, it is dangerous. It is very dangerous. We need to respect every leader. Not only in the church, but where you work. If somebody has established a company, and he has been able to employ you, whether the person is alive or not alive, you need to honor that person. Because upon all what you have learned, you brought your CV into that organization, and that they have employed you. How can you rise against such organization? Many people are under such bondage. Now they will just go and start doing different things. That is the reason why we are not prospering. Because anything that somebody has done, those who are coming in are not taking care of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when I was there, I said, hey, so through me, God has established church. I'm not the people who are preaching. I was saying all this thing. I remember where I came from.
That's right.
Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
Now, maybe it is not a news to you.
But
to me, it is a testimony to me. I remember those days.
I'm
going to farm. What you wear is difficult. I remember one of my canvas. I don't know how my mother got that canvas. One of them is longer than other. And two, there is a hole in one of them. It is not a style.
And
I don't know why a hole is there. And I don't know why my mother chose that canvas. On Monday, Sunday evening, I will just watch that campus and use chalk.
Na me the chalk ebi.
I will use chalk to do it so it will be so white.
Fita.
But where we are, our school is on a grass field.
Yes, school is the grass and
so before I will walk to my class,
na answer me come class.
The white shoe,
na fita ni nyana.
Has tend to be a blank shoe.
I yes say we know.
And what are you going to say?
Na ibaze na ebeka.
Even you have some.
When you bimpo na wo she.
I couldn't remember when my mother would send me to the tailor.
Mm.
And buy a new uniform, and they will just measure you and sew for you. No. But rather, my mother will go and select some at the folds. You see, we wear brown knicker.
Yeah.
So you pick a big trousers,
mm-hmm.
and then they will do adjustment.
Trousers, no, yeah,
exactly, so that it can fit you.
No, what's your name, Dudu?
Now, where? When that alteration is being done,
now yeah, the engineer said no.
Because it is not your size.
No, and you would
the back two has two pockets, and they will be raising like this, as if.
I said, "Get any no." At the time,
your other colleagues will call you to window, because when they see the bottles of you, it is like a window.
That's into Kruno.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at it. One day we went to the farm, and our trap has caught a pattern. And I don't know. I was the one who was going over. I thought when the kuntun, that is what we used to say.
The kuntun is
that day we have a good meat. So standing from afar, I saw the kuntu, I don't know how to put it. So I rushed to the place, not knowing a big snake. And before I realized, I fall under the snake. And the snake stood up on me like this. Even when the snake used itself to touch me like this, I would die. But in those days, God was with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My mother called me Maoko because I was nearly died. So there are many things God has made in provisions to assist us today. We can see ourselves. So except the Lord build the house. Now with all this investment or this impact or this thing that we are doing, if you could not realize and show appreciation to this grace, then I don't know. We need to respect our leaders. Now, one of the surest way to attract divine blessing is to honor your fathers that God has given to you. The first commandment with a promise is to honor your father and your mother. Honoring your father and your mother is one of the first commandments. Let me show you something. And everybody look at this and be very conscious about that. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2 to 3. Every one of us. Ephesians chapter 6.
Ephesians 6 to 2
to 3. 2 to 3. Let's read it and see.
Honor thy father and mother.
Listen. Honor thy father and mother.
Which is the first commandment with promise.
This is the first commandment with promise.
With promise. The verse 3. That it may be well with thee. And thou mayest live long on the earth.
All right. So let's do a bit as Jesus to this scripture. Now, is it honoring your father and your mother? This scripture do not say that you should honor a good father. Or you should dishonor a bad father. No.
Debbie.
Now, you see, honor your father and your mother. These two things are very important.
Some
of you, your fathers are alive. Some of you, they are not alive. But before I will end my message, you will know different kinds of fathers that you need to honor them. Are you in the church? Many people have lack blessings because they dishonor their fathers. They dishonor them because of a certain things that has been done against them. So dishonor their fathers. Many people have issues about your fathers or your mother. So ask yourself a question. Were you the one brought yourself to the end? No. You came through certain personalities. But today, maybe the little money you have, you dishonor your parents. And the Bible said that there is something that is behind honoring your father and your mother. Put the scripture back and see what is behind it. Please don't forget about this. Put it back. He said, honor your thy father and your mother, which is the first commandment with what? A promise. A promise. Shout promise.
Promise.
Now it is what? Promise. Okay, all of us has promised somebody before. Me preach on I am
in
them.
Mr. Brunya made in
them.
Or the
Nibby P. Mr. Brunya made in
the P. Yeah. Bishop, me a dancing.
Why are we just? Me a more dancing.
Hey. What's all your woman about?
Mm-hmm. You're ready and shunning bull.
If I say this,
what a promise.
Now, a promise is something which is hanging.
Boshe ya dia esinsenho. Esinsenho sa e one and nine.
I have said it.
And one American.
Whether it will come to pass or not.
But
it is good for somebody to promise you. At least it takes a yoke out of your life. Hello.
Hi.
Now. So when you honor your father and your mother, there is a promise behind it. It means that it has not fulfilled. But there are things you need to do that will let that promise to be fulfilled. And it happens to us as humans. Now, right now, as Ata has said that, I will send my wife, maybe we will go out this Christmas. If the wife dishonors him, he said it. But he will come back again and say, I said this thing, but I won't do it. But
Ata
will fulfill that promise. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
So there are commitments that will bring the fulfillment. So what should you do? You need to do certain things. You put in some things. So as much as you can do that, honoring the vessel, there will be a release of a word.
Assembly.
Do you understand it?
Yes, sir.
So that's those words are the thing that God is expecting you to receive. When those words comes, it will enable you to have certain things others will not have. Alright, put the scripture back. The second one.
That it may be well with you and thou mayest live long on the earth.
You see, number one, he said it may be. It may be. It may be. Well with you. And thou mayest what? Live longer on earth. Long life.
And
quantity. corrodes with honoring your father. It has significance. It is very important. There is something behind it. When you do that, there is a prolong of life. Are you in the church? There is something that will assist you. So premature death, young age and they are dying, sometimes is a result of dishonoring their parents. And you can bear me witness, those who are not ready to obey their parents, there are things that affect their life. I'm telling you, because when your father cares you, it's worse as somebody has what? Send you to any stream or river or curse you. I'm telling you, if your parent cares you, it is like poison. And some of us, we are a victim of that. So our life is not well done with us because we dishonor our parents. Honor them. If they are alive, honor them. If they are not alive, you honor those that are ahead of you. And keep it in mind, if you do not honor your parent, there are blessings you will never have. But I pray for your life that you, may the Lord bless you to have the grace to honor your parents. Can I hear believers? Amen. Now, let's look at this in our father Bishop Bishop Dak, his book, one of his books. He wrote about how to honor the nine fathers in your life.
Yeah, Papa Bishop Dak,
he said, in this book of our father Bishop Dak, Hayward Mills lists and explains the nine types of fathers. Number one, your heavenly father. So Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this: our father, who do what? Who live in heaven?
In heaven.
Hello.
Hi.
Our father
that liveth in heaven.
Where does God live? He said, when you pray, pray like this: our father who live in heaven. So there is a father we have. He lives in heaven. He's the first father we have. Now, that is the God Almighty. The second one, your father in Christ. The person who brought you to the Lord. Now you see, there are people who converted you to become a Christian. You see, those are people you doesn't value them, that they are your fathers. They hold you to Christ. And you receive Christ. Through that person, it's your father. Now, your father in the ministry. Your father in the ministry. Now, the person who brought what? Who birthed you into the ministry of the Lord. So, as we are here now, look at us raising leaders. Do this.
Yes.
Go and do that. We are appointed to serve this.
Yes.
Now, you see, only fathers give instructions. Am I lying? Hello?
Hi.
So these people are involved. They are all your fathers. Number four. Your biological father. The father from those seed you were born. You see, that is your biological, your DNA father. That man, his blood is exact in you. So many a times when there is confusion over pregnancy, and they say, you don't worry. We know what to do. Go and do DNA test. And if that test proved that you are 99.9, that is your child. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And thank God that DNA test is helping people to identify their children. I'm telling you. Oh, put your hands together for women. Women are wonderful. Women are powerful. Women. I tell you. Give any woman sitting beside you a high five and say, you are powerful.
I
said, they are powerful.
Powerful.
Man of God. Man of God. One day I was hearing Fifi Banson many years ago.
Fifi Banson
he was doing a program, and the program was only women who has given birth. They know that that child is not there for that man.
The Emma Efreba peace ni nyina so nche say omo ka say papa me ne ten ye ne ba na
they know
when him.
They said that every pregnancy the woman know. You know the father of that pregnancy.
Obebie ni be mo she ni nyinse.
I'm telling you.
Eno the obebie ni.
And this man will call.
Na we ya fre.
When you call, you don't mention your name.
Within the end, say we better talk once again.
And if you ask, do you so? How old is that child? So 17 years.
What's up, boyfriend? We do so into a school.
Said you know it's not. It's always
I don't care. It's not my husband.
It's not my husband. It's not my husband.
No, no shame in saying.
But he will never tell anybody.
And so on can't you be?
Ah, women are powerful.
Emma, you. Yeah.
Men cannot keep secret.
Mema di fase munsi sa.
Oh no.
Mema ntam fase munsi sa.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
Aso fo cha ne ho na de ne deda no so ton so sa.
Abusiya.
Ah. Yes.
Me peso bi be kan chiro.
Something has happened.
Ti mi ame kan chiro. Mi ready ya.
Wo wa ne de abofra bi apie ese. That is my child. I was listening to a powerful woman of God. The woman was very powerful. She was preaching, and I heard he said about three kinds of children that came to the house. That they have different mothers.
Ah, omo nyina ma me no me
sronko. No, when you are there, one will come say,
"Oh, wa na we na ni chese baba."
This is my father.
O say we say me papa ni.
Hey, my husband.
O say ami wura.
So what is the next?
Na eto aso so.
You be there, another will come.
Oh, wa na we say unity. I see a wie sa. Obi aso ba osere.
See? But women will keep secret.
Emad, you
know, there are people who have died and gone to grave, but they still
know. You know me the same bi akọ adaka menim wanka.
I'm telling you, I was there at this office.
Mr. Office, hey,
a woman came to me.
Oh, baby, ba,
said, that man,
Papa.
This is that man, mm-hmm. This boy is a son.
Papa, we mum na ashe minyese mama wa boyfriend.
But the woman is married to a man.
So mama ni ni kru na tio.
Living, the man knows that this is my child.
Papa ni mse me benie.
La.
Debi.
I can't hide this. This one I can't hide.
We mean to me fancy.
So I have disclosed to the man.
Inti makache papa.
Do you know that this boy live in this man's house? The man doesn't know that it's not his son.
Papa ni se nyene ba.
But the mother has sent this child to the real father.
Into papa ya tuma mama ya so ben said ko eja na nka san chen.
What kind of confusion?
Na asembe ni.
There are many ways. I advise you as a woman. Be focused. Be focused. If you marry your husband, you are not giving birth.
What were you putting a woman here?
Be focused. Who knows that is will be your husband? Who knows the future? But people are desperate for children. They know that maybe my husband is not capable of doing the thing, mm-hmm. So I have to take a decision.
No, and
you shouldn't do that.
And yes, sir.
It is against the will of God. So I'm talking about your biological father. Now we have the fifth one, your substitute's father. This being replaced by your biological father, if your biological father is no more, somebody who assists you at all time.
Do
you understand it?
Many
are times, maybe you are young, your father died. But there are other persons who assist doing the fatherhood work. They check out of you. But there are many people, when they grown up, they dishonor those people. They dishonor them. Say, it's not my biological father. But how do you grow? How do you grow? And please be very careful and show appreciation to all these people. They are your fathers. Now we have your father-in-law. Your father-in-law.
Papa already in the wager.
It's your father.
On India say father-in-law or wager.
There are people who hate their father-in-laws.
Ebu ma na si on pen ni ma
they hate them.
Or time on
your don't
want.
Father, you talk too much.
Okay.
Your father drink too much.
Papa, no,
when he come here, he smoke
papa,
over
papa,
here.
Cigarette in
I don't want your father here.
Whether
your father smoke.
Say, papa, no, cigarette.
Whether your father drink.
Say, papa, he, no,
is he not your father?
Yeah, no, oh, be man, oh,
it's your father.
Oh, no, see, oh,
it's your father.
Hey, you
nothing can change it.
Hey, to miss
and you look at the way he dress.
Now, if you papa, the trouser.
My father doesn't know how to dress.
Oh, papa,
and I'm bringing my guest.
And
my lovely people.
Party,
look at my father. My father handshake. Whether your father handshake, your bottom shake, leg shake, whatever. He is your father. Never dishonor them. Never despise them. Thank God that you get to their age. Thank God. Now maybe you even get to their age. Exactly. This is your fathers. Don't despise them. Then we have father of a church. He's a father. You come to them for counseling. For advice, for prayers, you even take care of some. Don't worry.
Now, what you're doing, we'll be a broken heart. No, not so for you.
I read it.
So for you,
officer,
and young girl.
Yeah.
And the bishop, yeah, dear.
Oh, yeah. Say,
Kwame.
Shout fire!
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, why are we? How would you? They will be insulting you. Hallelujah. But these people are there to assist you. Now, the father of a movement. Now, these are the father of movement like our father, Archbishop Duncan William, they came with charismatic movement in Ghana.
To be anchor, sorry, I said, yes, you, Papa Duncan William, in the 80s and the 70s.
And a young man who has come to ministry.
Now, and they dishonor these
people. They talk as if they know them. So these people live there.
Backslide.
What have you been?
Now, again, I wait to me.
And what have you been through?
Now, again, I wait for him.
Never in your life dishonor anyone.
And serenity will be a devil kind.
Hey, if you see somebody pastoring a church of 5,000, 2,000, 20,000, 50,000, and you stand there and saw that person.
Now, nipa impim do then pay dano eye software juma. Now, did you nipa natem?
No.
Yes, sir.
Never do that.
And yes, sir, be that.
Now, how to attract divine favor by honoring your fathers? Now, attract means to pull.
And then they say, oh, focus our say, oh,
to draw.
So at the end,
towards oneself.
Say at the end,
or itself.
And I'm post at the end,
to attract.
Say, bro, focus attract. No.
To pull.
Say, oh, at the end.
To draw.
Oh, pee at the end.
You see, so you have to do something to pull something. To attract something.
Na ama enimpanaba.
So that you can have the benefits.
Now, when you chefa.
So it is not just easy over there, but you have to work on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, by honoring our fathers, we can attract the favor of the Lord into our lives. Fathers, by the designs of God, have been placed in what? A position to bless. So when you read Genesis chapter 9, verses number 24 to 26, we will not read it. Genesis chapter 9, 24 to 26. Noah bless his children.
Noah,
he blessed them from his heart. He laid hands on them. He blessed them. When Jacob was about to die, he called his 12 sons. He blessed them. Any pronouncement he pronounced to them was exactly. So imagine that if Jacob, the one he cursed, he was cursed. Except a certain generation whereby
Moses
invoke spiritual authority and save their life. I'm telling you, blessings are there, but it is only there for people who honor, and curses are there, and for those who dishonor. And I pray that you honor your fathers. How can you be in a church? A pastor which I have been praying for you. A pastor which I have laid hands on you. A pastor maybe I have dedicated your child. And you are insulting me. You be insulting me. For what reason? A person who has blessed you before. And now you have stood against him.
No,
you can never fight with your father and win the battle.
I
said what?
You can never fight with your father and win the battle.
I said what, church?
You can never fight and win the battle.
You will never. And nobody will judge in your favor.
Now,
no law on earth will allow that your father should beg you. I'm telling you the truth. So your portion is to honor that person. You have to honor them. I said you have to honor them. I have mentioned so many times of fatherhood. So I am not talking about only your biological father here. No. I have said so many. We can mention so many. You see, the one who employ you is good. He has a lot of money. But this December, buy something for that person. Either man or woman, buy something for
them.
Just go and honor. You teach.
Which radio?
Your headmistress. Or your headmaster. Or anybody. You can honor that person with a small gift. I say honor. Do something. Do something. Honor the vessel. And it will be a blessing for you. When you visit your children in school, there are teachers that your child will point that this person is good to me. Honor. Honor them. Oh, lead them.
Are
they not being paid?
No,
that is
wondering.
Honor. The little thing that you do will attract a lot of blessings. Blessings come with pronouncement. If I give you a lot of money, it is not, in other way, you will see that you have received a blessing. But when Jacob, Isaac was alive, he said, my eyes are dew. But I don't want to die before I will leave the blessings. Now I want to bless my children. But I will bless the firstborn. Church, listen to me carefully. I will end my message now. And he said, lo and behold, in our tradition, the firstborn is what has to receive the blessing. So he called his son Esau. He said,
go.
I want to bless you today. But I will not just rise up and bless you. I need a certain food to eat before I can release the blessing. Please. Get this knowledge. And never forget the scriptures. The scriptures can never be broken. It is there for our correction. Our reproof. So anything that you hear from the scriptures, it is telling you something. So the mother also, when she was carrying the children, inquired by the Lord. Because there was struggle in her womb. So through that inquiry, God told the mother that you are carrying two nations, but the younger will be greater than the elder. That's why I said women are very powerful. She kept it. She didn't tell her that the husband. She kept that secret. But one day she was there and she heard that
Esau,
today is the ordination day. Today is the day that I'm about to bless you. But go and fetch me this meat. Cook this food for me. And when I finish eating, I will release the blessing. Esau went. But the mother has heard it. You know what the Lord has said. Stood in the favor. And said to Jacob, when that curse comes, I will bear that curse. Go and fetch this. Kill this thing. Bring to me. I have cooked for a long time for your father. And this one he has not eaten. So I know any food he will eat. Go and do this. The woman prepared the food. He said, Jacob, be smart. This is the time for the nation. Now listen carefully to me. Abraham was rich.
Abraham,
Jacob was rich.
Jacob,
these people are very rich. But the riches are there. The children are not talking about the riches. But they are looking for something. That will be a pronouncement which have to come from within the father. And that is what they are fighting for. It was not the things over there. Many people miss it. Many people are missing that. They are missing that. Sir, as I'm standing here, there is something in me. What you attract will release it. I'm saying this on the altar. And that is the law in the spiritual realm. I can stand here and preach. You can be here and I pray. But when you honor, something comes out of releasing a blessing over your life. And whenever any pronouncement comes, it is there forever. Nothing can change it. I pray for your life to have knowledge, to honor your fathers. I don't know if I'm preaching to the righteous.
Face center for me no more can send me.
You have to. There is a blessing within us. Which we have to release them. Now today is Founders Day. Somebody said, well, I won't go to church. When I go to church. Money. Your benefit. When you bless a man of God, it is your benefit.
Amen.
Now, listen carefully. In the lockdown period, Canada, Japan, and a friend Abraham Bakwana thought that Kennedy upon the Odonako Tom Betra the Sita Bakwana fire.
Osupano.
Naken fire. You are Bakwana, you are not Kennedy Japon. Tinieba is why you are Guana
on your Ken.
On your Ken,
a Japon.
You can never be Ken. Ken is Ken. One day, Ken said, I fire you.
But you need to cry. Program
you are Kwekwanai. Kwekwanai was saying a lot of things against verses. In those days, Kofo Tieno, but boy, you are so far can see Dina, we cherish them. Cherish them, ma. Say, so for Bobo Dino. Oh, baby, I want to know me, I employ you. Ombe to me, I'm a Wajuma. They can pay you more than that. Dishonoring them. Dishonoring them. Insulting their pastors. Condemning churches. Some of these churches. Condemning them. And God said, you don't know what you are doing. One day is there for you. The person you are doing with, Siano, on your office, in letter trauma. But I don't know how it came, but he said it. That may you wedi. Wakoka said this here, may you wedi. You don't dishonor people. Please, even when the person is good, from God or not from God. So free me obeti me you'll be better. Anamebo.
Yes, sir.
That's what being free nyamio crabby bin wadi yajumo. If you dishonor that person, he can fight against you.
Yeah.
Please, let us leave judgment for God. Let us leave judgment for
God.
Let us honor. Let us honor. We are not in the position to say that this is from God, this is not from God. The Bible said, by their fruit, we shall know them. So by their fruit, if you know them, you know them. That is what the Bible was saying. But judgment is in the hand of God. Never dishonor your parents, fathers, people who are ahead of you. Whatever you do today, tomorrow, you will reap it. Some of you, please, go and apologize. I said you can never have any conflict with your parents, and they will rather come and beg you. No, your mother can say sorry to you in an appropriate way. Your parent can say sorry to you in an appropriate way. But I'm telling you, say, "Oh, mama, no, papa, see why you're unborn. It's your mother or no na empower chewa. Who dishonor from head to toe? Bebre was a problem, no. Now, I don't your papa in here. Now, anything else? And Fred doesn't catch you. I don't watch that. Say,
okay,
to help our brother."
Okay.
Chilling the mecca. I told the BM, I said, I didn't put home. Put our dream out here. I said, what's up, Papa? Are you born?
Yes, Papa has done something against
him.
You don't want to talk with him again. You give birth to yourself and let's see. Go back into your mother's womb.
You see, it is impossible.
Into me, ma'am.
Why do you have grudge against these people? They are your parents.
Well, you
don't change your mind.
And the same thing.
Oh, mommy, bet me I jail.
Your mother can insult you.
Oh, papa, bet me go and mass
you. Your father can disgrace you before still, people.
Sir, oh, papa.
Here is your father.
Same one make you.
All these things I'm telling you.
And they know me a brandy pebble brain.
It has brought curses to many people.
And to amu nye ye.
So they are not prospering.
Oh, kwa no apem.
When they go, they
come. Oh, kwa no apem.
They are not able to make. Oh,
ye bibi nye ye.
Whatever they do,
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Mesrawo.
I beg you.
Se bema be ware wa.
If a man marries you.
On top,
he's not bought you.
And no, do bear with us.
He didn't bring you.
And you have been a do bear.
It is somebody that gave birth to you.
You couldn't me advise or say
your husband cannot
tell papa you. Your mama you. Say, mama no.
To forget about your
parents. Be careful. Be careful.
If your husband tells you such things, be careful about him.
Because obwao am word is honor. Sorry. Where down? Anywhere down am be share.
Ani.
I'm mommy.
Where that?
Eda na me boha.
Ani.
Be nyame na meka. Me wura ha no hit na shea be no. Ya me ku sampa. Yeti o shee mu. Mo fa ntami o na zape no. Me hu wi ase.
Just 3 days. I'm feeling so uncomfortable here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my conclusion. Me mama ye be fo. Me papa ye be fo.
My mother is a witch, my father is a wizard.
Okay.
If your mother
said,
what are you going to do about it?
Now,
can a witch give birth to you? Didn't he kill you when you were a child? A prophet has seen a vision. Prophesy. Whatever you're going through, it is very difficult to tell you. Very difficult to tell you. Be careful about your mother. He's left. You'll be fighting your parents.
Tokwa.
Fighting them unnecessarily.
Tokwa.
Fighting your parents.
Affected.
Many people have done this.
Ama ene efia sudeni ho.
There is no peace in their house.
The spirit of God is a just God. The spirit of God does not bring the divisions.
Anytime
you see divisions, it's not from God.
In Friday.
Check the spirit. In my conclusion, honoring your parents are very important. And honoring your spiritual father also releases spiritual things to you. And today, as a pastor standing here, today is my day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
To honor whatever you sow today, it is there forever. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you, flow over your life. As much as you can do this, you will live forever. Receive the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. Do you know what I have done? Let me share it because it is a testimony. Before I made baby and
before I landed in Ghana, you know what I did?
I say, once in the crowd, they hear papa, they papa, they mama, obia umu yes, papa. Once in the crowd, they amau.
I've sowed the seed for my in-laws, all of them, and my parents. I am telling you something.
They say, I hear the crowd, but I said, no, let me honor these people.
I need to do something for them.
Let me honor them.
I'm if any the amount.
And you once in the crowd,
even if.
It
will open many doors for you. Many blessings will come upon you.
My
wife gave it to them.
I said, do this, do that, do this. Why? Because I know the secret. The secret from parents. Let me receive this blessing so that I can go forward more. It will release more blessing to my life. Now listen.
When we are
stop giving,
do not cease.
My allowance,
I gave all my allowance to the Lord. I gave it to
I'm
the Lord.
I'm telling you, now my shower office,
it is difficult to get fuel for my car.
I said no, I will give it to God.
I will give it.
I'll give it to God.
Many things that happened. But the Lord, through my sons, whatever you're doing, do it well. A lot.
So for now,
you're not doing it well.
You're offering now. You're going to count them.
The offering that you're
going to make.
I will always be laughing.
Send your school fees, me too.
As you pay fees, I do.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I saw them. You're too American.
The church pays me.
Say sumio. And sumio.
However,
and no more than
that is what they give.
It's the way I will fund them. I'm asking them.
Whatever you go through economically, I go through. I also go through the same. Whatever you're going through, I experience it. Whenever we are urging you to honor him, all the prayers we say for you,
they come apart for this man, the man on him.
I've been praying for pregnant women.
Hey, they told me, say no, in my life, we be mutu.
Yes, but
took one crown up from when you say, Yamon Pire,
praying for them.
And then Macuma money, Jenny said,
my heart,
that they amma and my, you know,
the Lord has delivered them safely of their children. Of their children,
Yamio,
it is God.
Obiana Wakumasa,
is it everyone that has got such a heart for people?
Me, Jimono, can you tell me?
Look at what Tom
and Yamma see me, you rabble, but can no one tell you.
My wife wouldn't be alive today. My child is at the hospital.
Seven
children.
And she said, but I want to be a leader. Who is a leader? There are a lot of attacks. There are a lot of attacks.
And the man who don't know about
you. You're not going to be a leader. Hey, Nase. Papa, you are spending one more. And you're 100 and you're going to be a leader. You're going to say, I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to be a leader. You're going to be a leader. You're going to be a leader. You're going to
look at the whirlwind that look at it.
Whoa! When
I tell you, I know what would
quiet remember.
My daughter,
yeah, in Africa, Munu,
as they brought her from the car,
then the two altars,
I laid her before the altar.
One, oh, mama, those that now quite for being there,
those that they
were one, we are witness.
We are witnesses.
But after prayers,
your bomb,
I know, you know.
She was dead. She's still alive. There is power. Who is praying for you as the leader? Who is interceding for you? Who is going to pray for you? Let us appreciate
our pastor.
When you are giving to your pastor, people are paying price to various demons. It works because it's spiritual.
They pay price.
The fetish priest's phone was bought by somebody.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, it was a car. And my sister and cop.
There must be a change of vehicle.
The partner ye kuya hono.
The people we are sacrificing.
Listen, for.
I could leave and stay.
Yeah, I'll buy you a car.
But because of the work of the Lord,
no,
I wouldn't do that.
Me your
if I were some other pastor,
He's
still in Korea. He's left the church here. He didn't return.
Mama.
He will not return.
Oh ma, you see, we are saying that thing. Because I'm come back to me catch on pains.
What we go with, we cannot compare.
Shop on me no better idea wahana no. Prices are bon. Sanity.
The stability in prices.
Kogana we would now call visit computer and check your answer.
Yes, Sandy.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
May you prosper.
Amen.
From the Lord.
Amen.
Anything that will happen,
Jesus,
you'll be far above.
Amen.
Receive the grace to live.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any economical crash, may the Lord take it over our life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We will live and testify.
Amen.
The goodness of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Put your hands together. Shout fire! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Rise to your feet and celebrate the Lord with a
thanksgiving.
Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God.
Fanasema erade
balikosha. Karado shada da da
mahalikonde volemelikosha.
Librande sada.